I want is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So was I.
Aloha. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is The Universal Spiritual Connection proudly presents the World Global Healing Circle of Light. To mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is area code 530-776-5185 or 876-9916. I am just really excited about our tonight's show, and I know that each and every one of you will be as well. This show will definitely speak for itself, and it's been a show that I have been waiting for so I could introduce to each and every one of you our wonderful guests for this evening. I would like to take this opportunity to invite each of you to my show page with BBSRadio.com. As you all are very aware of, I have a wealth of information about our guests, and please, there will be many wonderful wisdoms and information that will be given to each of you tonight, so you'll definitely want to take some notes here. We will also be sharing with you some wonderful websites with all of you tonight, and I do have each of those websites posted on my show page for your convenience. I would like to take this moment to invite each and every one of you to explore these wonderful websites. There's a wealth of information. Our guest for this evening is really out there touching many, many people's lives, and that's where I am truly honored to have this opportunity to introduce to all of you our guest for this evening. Now, our guest for tonight, her name is Dr. Carly Hennis. And Carly's mission has always been to use her intuition and guidance to help people heal and to enhance their emotional and spiritual life in whatever healing modality she chooses to use. Being a born philosopher, Carly came to learn how illusion is created, which helped her understand other people's reality so she could help them. It was this quest of wanting to help that led her to become a metaphysical minister, spiritual teacher, channeler, emotional healer, energy healer, and a medical intuitive. She holds a doctorate of metaphysical, a doctorate of divinity, and is the great-great-granddaughter of the world-renowned German scientist Carl Gauss, whose work gave us magnets, today. You gotta love that. I know many of us use magnets on a daily basis, so we are honored by the presence of his great-great-granddaughter tonight. But please allow me to continue sharing this wealth of information with all of you. His love for magnets, as she has as well, offers magnetic healing for those who come to her. As a magnetic energy healer, Carla receives universal energy from her left hand, and she places her right hand on the person's magnetic field to help clear their energy meridians. When one is sick, she has the ability to use her body as a channel to take the illness from their body with her left hand, run it through her body and out of her right hand into the earth. Many have said they have achieved a deeper level in their healing through this process. As a mystic, Carly is able to help people in psychological pain so they can have emotional healing. She believes negative thinking must be owned in a non-shaming way so there can be emotional clearing. What is revealed is healed is her motto. Many have experienced tremendous deep-rooted emotional healing in her loving presence. As a medical intuitive from being trained at such a young age of 4 years old, she became empathic with people, which enabled her to give the information she was receiving so healing could take place. Carly's firm belief in God hears us has led to a prayer service, www.healfromprayer.org, where people can be healed of any challenges. Carly is doing this service with the help of two prayer groups of powerful healers and seers. Testimonials being collected are saying people are receiving both emotional healing and financial well-being. We welcome anyone desiring healing from prayer to contact us at www.healfromprayer.org. Carla's latest service is to start a healing center with gifted healers and health practitioners, allowing different healing modalities to be experienced. This project is currently in the planning stage and gathering funds to help open the center successfully. And you know, it's really interesting. Before we give our guests for this evening a warm welcome to the show, we definitely have greatness on our show tonight, and it is a true honor for all of us to give our guest for this evening, Carla, a warm welcome to the show. Aloha, Carla. Carly?
Well, thank you. It's just such a wonderful opportunity that I can be with you and talk about all that we're doing. I'm really very grateful for that.
I am as well, and here I am because, you know, I understand the magnitude of who you are and the great works you're doing out there, and wow, what a responsibility I have to present you worldwide. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Leilani. You're so sweet. Thank you. What would you like to talk about first today? I know I have so many things I can talk about, but where should we start first?
Well, I have a question that I would really appreciate asking you, and this is the first one I have. You have a very interesting scientific and metaphysical background. Tell me something about yourself and the service positions you have worked in.
Well, I think one of the best ways to describe me is to describe me as an intuitive person, because my life really unfolds completely through that ability. Because I started developing my intuition from the age of 4 because my younger sister was born with a speech impediment. So she was really unable to communicate until she was about 10 years old. I had to really explain to everybody what she wanted, what she was thinking, and what she was trying to say. So from doing this, I developed, you know, that intuition. And And I also developed the passion that I wanted to help. I found that I could do it. It was easy. And so I've been in service businesses ever since. In fact, as an adult, I started out working in the medical fields for doctors and hospitals and medical centers, and my main desire was just to help serve humankind so they could heal. And my intuition led me to start a private practice in hypnosis.
Well, you know what? Can you sign me up? You know, it's really interesting, and I know that my listeners, bless their hearts, they have just cheered me right on all the way. And the past couple of months, I've noticed where I get my words all twisted up and jumbled up.
Right.
I know that there's some really wonderful spiritual things happening for me as an individual, and so I know that that's part of what's happening with me at this time, but can you put me on top of the list, would you?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll get that right brain and left brain really working in unison there, not a problem at all.
I just had to throw that in just to chuckle a little bit here. But, you know, I know that you have your own TV show, so I understand that you are producing a TV show called Unlimited, which won the Best Public TV Show Award for the past 4 years. Tell us how your intuition led you to create this program.
Well, you know, in the beginning, I always wanted to have, since the time I was in my late 30s, I always wanted to have a healing center. And in my intuition, in my meditation, I would get that I should do this. So I just did. And what I did was I interviewed healers, authors, doctors, and teachers because I wanted to really show on TV, live, how a person looked, how they sounded, because to a lot of people, some of these modalities of healing were new. It was totally new to them. It was like, what are you saying, Carly? You know, how can this person, a chiropractor, help me in this way? And then they would listen to the interview, and then they'd get the message. And it was really, really very successful. It was very helpful. And it gave people hope that, you know, through just a little bit of education and a little bit of direction, that they could find an answer for themselves. So I've always been able to pick up on, you know, what the public needed or what an individual client needed, because the intuition was already working. So that's what I did. That's what I did. I did it for years, and then I stopped doing it and moved to Arizona, and now I'm going to plan to do it in Arizona as well.
Very, very, you know, I was sitting here as you were sharing with us, you know, and that's not an easy task, especially when it comes to TV. When you're personally producing a show, presenting different forms of healing modalities to the general public, because you have to find a way to present it to give, you know, letting people know that there is so many options that they have today, and keeping up with all the new modalities that have been coming in as well.
Correct. You have to be a researcher. I happen to be a researcher. I'm a medical intuitive. That's one of the things that I do as well. So I'm always researching for the latest on everything. And most people don't have time to do that, but if it's your love like it is mine, yes, I want to know where the stem cell places are that I can store my stem cells and white blood cells, which I've already done because I look ahead. But then I can give that information to people because I've experienced it myself. And I can say, look, this is what it takes. This is what they do. This is how it works. This is what it costs. You can do it too. Because later down the road, if you get an illness and it's a serious illness, you want to try to do it in the healthiest way and the quickest way that you can. So, yeah, I'm always the one to try to show a new way, give some new information, and then let the person do their walk and their talk in that way and find out if that's going to work for them, you know?
Absolutely. And I definitely wanted to salute you for those great works on your on the TV show, because especially when it comes to healing, you know, you have to be able to create and present it in such a way that flows very comfortably, and then yet again being able to convey that message out there for all walks of life.
Correct.
And so, great for you. This is excellent. And, you know, I can understand about the research, because I'm a big-time researcher myself. I put a lot of time and energy into research for this show. And so I know what it takes. So thank you. Thank you for your works.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I'd like to ask you this question as well. Share with us a little bit about GodHearsUs.com and your vision for this amazing website address, and why do you think GodHearsUs.com can have a great impact on the world?
Well, my vision for GodHearsUs.com would be that this internet address would be able to help others in a way that could either educate them in a way for their family or themselves, or even like a healing center or a faith-based institute or a non-denominational organization could be able to use this website. They'd have to have a vision for the name. They'd have to want to help mankind in some way with this name. But I really don't have an agenda on how it should be used. My intuition and meditation just told me that there's an inspired person or an organization that really wants to take this name and help the world. So my job was to get that message, buy that domain name, and then be able to offer it to the world so that it can affect humankind in a real positive way. Because I believe the time is right now for GodHearsUs.com.
Yes.
And for the changes that the name can offer to the world, it's just unending of the ways that you think of what it can do. And I've been meditating for like 30 years, and you know, when you do something that long, when you get a message, you know it's okay, you're supposed to do something with it now, not sit on it 20 years and then go back to it and say, oh, you know, let's do something now. No, I think the time is really right now. And one of the evidences that we have is alone just in our presidential election, you know, everything is about, yes, we want to change, yes, we want to change, yes, we want to change. And you know what? We do want to change. And in order, though, to have a change, there has to be a little bit of education that's given. So I think it's an empowering name. I think it's time. I think the masses want it. I think people have lost hope. Some people have lost direction. Some people are just without faith. They don't trust. And I believe that the name GodHearsUs.com will draw people to it that think that way, that have that belief, that trust, that, you know, God is hearing us, God can help us, and we can actually make this earth a better place. And, you know, whether it's with a hello or a smile, or you help someone walk across the street, or you carry their groceries for them, or whatever that you do for another, it's time now, I think, that we concentrate on helping one another. And I'm not saying that we can't help people all over the world too, but I really think we need to start here, right? Let's start in the United States first here. Let's get everybody going well here. And then let's spread it out and let's see how many we can help.
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting because in the past 6 months, the same message over and over again. And, you know, I'm sure that you're probably aware of the term new paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
And what that really truly means is the time is now.
Correct.
It's time to take action. And, you know, one of the thoughts I had as well that I'd like to just share with you for a moment is, you know, the other day I was observing a conversation, And this is a concern, a personal concern for me, personally, is where I found that they were, these individuals were tiptoeing, even using the word God or even the word Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes wonder if that just makes us feel as though that we're supposed to be holier than thou. You know, are they having to give up something about themselves to have that relationship, that partnership with God? And I personally feel that's what we need to do, is we need to plug back in.
Yeah. Yeah, I really do agree, because, you know, without that connection, really, life doesn't have as much meaning. I mean, we can have all the material things in the world, and, you know, you don't take it with you when you leave. So really, the connection that you have while you're on Earth, I think, with, whether you want to call it God, you want to call it a higher power, whatever that you want to call it, without that connection, then what does this lifetime really mean? I mean, what is it really about? If you have that connection with God, the first thing you want to do is help somebody else. It's really the first thing that comes to you, you know, because you have that connection, you feel good, you feel supported, you know God hears you, you're believing that we can have peace, you're believing that there are better days that are coming, and if you don't have that, then what do you have? You have depression is what you have.
Yes.
Yes, depression. And, you know, if you look at the latest rates, the scores and the statistics about the illnesses, the depression, the suicide, the obesity rates, the drug problems, the robberies. I mean, there's so many things you can look at and say, you know what, let's just focus on one area here. Let's just try to help the children that don't believe that they should keep living and they take their lives. How about we start with them first? How about we educate the parents so that they know what signs to look for and they know how to help monitor their children and help their children? How about if we just put a little education out there and see what we can do? Because these young children that are ending their lives, they could be the leaders of our planet. I mean, look at the things that they could do for the world. And they're not here. They're not here now. So, you know, for me, I think you have to have that connection on some level. No matter what you call it, you need that connection, because that's what gives you that feeling inside that there's some resolution here, there's some peacefulness, there's some connection, there's some hope, you know, there's some acceptance inside of you, and that is what transcends all those heavy feelings.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really interesting, because I did a lecture for the Edgar Cayce Foundation, and my lecture was actually on depression. And as I did my research, I was amazed on the figures that came in. There's over 8 billion people on this planet that are suffering some form of depression.
Correct. Correct.
That was astounding to me.
And those are just the people that have complained or gone to help where it could be registered. What about all these other people that are sitting in their homes and they don't want to go out? They're agoraphobic. They don't want to be around people. They can't handle the energy. These people never get reported. No one knows about these people except maybe through family members that says, oh yeah, you know, Aunt Helen, she's been depressed most of her life. Well, you know, there are answers for this. There can be help for this. There can be education for this. That's why GodHearsUs.com, I think, has such an umbrella of area that can help, that whoever comes forward and says, you know, I'm the visionary for you. I'm the person you've been talking about and you've been listening, you know, you've been wanting to reach. I'm the person. I'm here. Then I can say, oh, thank you, God, for helping me to do this so that these people can get help. Because I do it on my level as much as I can, and I have 2 prayer groups. I've been working for over 20 years in helping people. I've taught free classes. I've done everything I can think of to help people. And I'll do that till I leave the earth. I will. Because yes, that's my job. But what about the people that don't get the help? You know, they need some place to go to. Because, you know what? If you go to a medical facility and you don't have insurance, and you go to walk in the door and you say, hey, I'm really depressed and I need help, but I don't have any money, I don't have any insurance, they're going to say, well, gee, I'm really sorry, I can't help you. And, you know, that has to end for our planet. This just yes, cannot go on anymore. People have to have a place that they can get help. And whether there's one place or there's 100, I hope there's a million places they can go to so that there's no end of where there's help. But we have to do this because we're the United States. And we have answers for everybody else. So what about answers for ourselves? I mean, when does it start here and then it spreads out further?
Yes, creating that ripple effect. I'd like to take this opportunity to share that website with each of you again, and that is healfromprayer.org. And once again, that is healfromprayer.org. And they welcome you to their site. There's a wealth of information. Please, I invite each of you to go and explore. And you'll be pleasantly amazed on all the wonderful information that you will actually gain just through your exploring on this site. I can feel your passion, and you remind me so much of myself because I have a deep love and passion for humanity. And, you know, I know that when we were growing up, we hadn't lost a lot of those things. We were still plugged into family. We were still having family gatherings. And it's time for all of us, regardless of where you live, what you're doing, what your belief systems are, is to love and support each other. And I know that you will agree.
Oh, I totally agree. In fact, when I started the healfromprayer.org, I did that, and I incur all the cost of that. I do all that myself, and I do that to give so that people can say, well, if I don't have money, I don't have help, well, hey, we will pray for you. You put your name in there and what your prayer request is, and we'll pray for you. And we have a large group of people that donate their time just to do this so they can help. I mean, it's a large group of people, and there's two groups, not just one, there's two. And these people feel all the same way that I do. They have hearts as big as the earth. They just want to help. And so I say to you, if you need prayer on anything, please send in your prayer request. Because we will do this for you. And we will help. And we will always do this. Because if we don't do this, then people can't get help. And when you read the testimonials, and there's more, in fact, that are going to be put on that webpage, you get inspired. And even if you lost your faith, you start to get inspired again.
I'd like a moment to actually read one of the testimonials that you have received. And it says here, I would have been lost if Carly was not in my path. I had poor self-esteem, made life-taking bad choices, eating disorder and addiction to self-defeating thoughts. Carly gently healed me with her abundance of love and deep intuitive insights. I now have a life where I am discovering happiness and peace. I found my life purpose, embracing my spiritual gifts, discovered deep self-love, and now working towards fearlessness and manifesting my desires. And this was written by Maya from California.
Yes, and you know what? She's a published author now. She is. And just a beautiful, beautiful being. Just a beautiful, wonderful, loving lady. So, you know, it just takes someone believing and caring about you that then takes you into that next space, and that's it. God takes over. That's it. You know, you're doing your purpose, you're walking your path, and you're feeling inspired.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this question, if I may. What does it mean that God hears us, and how do we know that God hears us?
Well, that's a good question, because I've been asked that more than once. It's a recognition inside of you. It can be like an inner strength. Sometimes you can just feel peacefulness. You feel like resolved. You feel like, I can do this. It's going to change. Everything's going to be better. So it's more of a feeling and an acceptance in you. And then from that, it sort of enables you to kind of step out of the problem area of thinking. You sort of transcend all the heavy feelings. And I know that God hears us, because I've seen the results from being heard. My prayers are always answered, and sometimes I get emotional when I'm asking for whatever I'm asking, you know. And sometimes I don't get the answers exactly as I want them, but I always get wisdom from it, and then I mature emotionally from it. So then that helps me spiritually to be stronger. So, yes. And one day I'll tell you the story about being out in the ocean and praying, and my life was saved, and, you know, falling on the beach and saying, thank you, God, for saving my life. So, you know, God does hear us, and if we put a little emotion behind what we're saying, whether we're crying or we're excited or just a little emotion behind it, you will be surprised how quickly an answer will come.
I agree with you, because I do. I speak to Father all the time. I take everything to Him. I mean everything. It doesn't matter what it is. And you know, the bliss that you feel, and then you all of a sudden there's this calmness that takes place, and you know that everything is well.
Yeah. It's true. Recently, a family member was ill, and I just yelled to the heavens, and I said, I need help, and I need it now, and I need it for this person who I love, and I need help. And it was within about 2 hours that the help started coming. And I remember at the time when the doorbell rang, I thought, what's this? And then I opened the door, and it actually was a supplement that could help the individual so they could be better. And they are getting better. They are really getting better.
Yes.
So, you know, you never know how it's going to come, you know. I didn't know that somebody was just going to mail something to me. They didn't tell me. I didn't know, and it just came. And I was so grateful, and afterwards I just sat down and cried and said, thank you, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you
yes.
never let me down, even though at times I'm disturbed by what's going on, because, you know, life is not just a bowl of cherries. I sure wish it was. I wish it would be easy and I could just say to everybody, oh, don't worry, it's going to be easy from now on. But you know what? That's really not life. I mean, life has its trials and tribulations. And the best thing we can do is trust that help is there on some level, even though we can't see it, you know?
Yes, I agree. Well, let me ask you this question. How do you, I know that you touched on it earlier in the show, but I'd like to go ahead and ask you this question anyway. How do you explain the poverty, the pain, the violence, and all the natural disasters if God hears us?
Well, from experiencing poverty and pain and violence and the natural disasters myself in my life, I know that I needed to experience those things, even though I didn't like them at the time. But I needed to evolve, and I needed to have empathy for others more. So having those experiences made me stronger. And even though I always knew that God heard me. I mean, I didn't feel abandoned. And I always prayed and knew that through prayer, I did feel a little comfort after I did pray. And so the prayer comforted me, and on a soul level, I completed things within myself. So I moved out of the area of extreme poverty and pain and violence, and it's made me stronger, but God made me stronger through that. And through that, I developed my faith and my trust, and I developed a strong determination that I was going to help others no matter what. And I do this continuously. I do this every day. My phone is always ringing. My emails are continuous. I get over 100 of them a day. So I'm always in the mode, the thinking mode of, how can I help another? Intuition, give me the answer. Boom, I send the answer out to others. So I think those difficult, horrible times are really to help us to find out who we are and how we've grown in character and how we can help others, and it gives us answers to help others. You know, if my home had not burned down and everything in it and all I had was clothes on my back, I would not have had the empathy for people when they go through terrible losses. Now I know what that's like. You know, when I saw the people that through Katrina that lost their homes and they had no food, and I sat and I cried and I sent money to help them and I prayed for them. I knew their pain. I knew what they felt. And it's like my father always said to me, always remember where you come from and always remember what you've gone through, and you'll always be able to help others from that. You'll be a better person. And he's right, because you don't come away with some ego-bound head, you know? You just don't.
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I love it. You know, that's a key element right there, is always remembering where you came from.
Right. Right. When people say the word humble, you know, sometimes people, they haven't had the knowingness of really what that is. But once you go through those hard times, you do come out the other end humble. You do. You do.
Yes.
And you love yourself more for it.
Yes.
You know?
I love helping people. I mean, that's a passion that I have, that it's almost like I can sit here and say I can't help myself.
Right. Right.
And I don't want to have to help myself, because I just love people that deeply. And I have walked many fires. I have, as many of my sisters and brothers worldwide have gone through many experiences, even to the point where at times it brought me to my knees.
Right.
But
right.
I know that I'm blessed, and I know that every day is a miracle for all of us.
Yes, it really is.
I'd like to share some information with all of you today, is that Carly offers private sessions to help people who are wanting to move into a self-accepting place. She believes in what is revealed is healed. As a spiritual teacher and an emotional healer, Carly assists individuals in releasing unhappiness, confusion, self-defeating thoughts, and all the pains that we carry. It's time for all of us to say yes to us, to let go of all those things that it persists telling us as individuals that we're not worthy enough. Because you know what? It is our birthright. We came here on this planet with God's word that we were to be happy, to be joyful, to have all the things in our lives that our hearts desired, but in a very balanced, grounded, and a spiritually matured way. As an energy healer, Carly helps remove energy blocks due to physical trauma, surgery, disease, exhaustion, starvation, emotional crisis, suppressed feelings, stress, fear, and self-limiting thoughts. also as a medical intuitive through her ability to communicate with the unconscious mind. The information that comes through her has been able to help her autoimmune clients, that those that are suffering with low energy and mental confusion. And you're welcome to contact Carly at area code 480-595-1969. You will find that I have her contact number posted on my show page as well, and it will follow the show archive as well, so it you can go there as well to find it. Now, the cost of her first session for Seeing Beyond listeners is $100, but I will tell you, you will be amazed on the shift that will take place, not only for you, but it will create a ripple effect, and even for those that will cross your path. So I would like to ask you a very important question, and I understand that you are actually selling God Hears Us for $1 million. Some people might question your motives and think this is another scam. Can you share tonight with all of us what your thoughts are about that?
Oh, sure I can. And that's a question that I can imagine people would have, too. It's like, why are you selling this for $1 million? Are you avaricious? Well, no. I really believe that GodHearsUs.com is worth much, much more than $1 million. In fact, that's why I'm only asking $1 million for this. I'm charging, you know, what I believe that the ability of this name, where it's going to go, what it can do. I've bought every extension of this name that you can think of, even for Europe, for England. I've just bought them all so that whoever the visionary is that comes to me is able then just to take it and direct it, because that person has the ability, the know-how, and the connection to make this all happen. My job was to get the name. My job is to turn it over. So $1 million is not really very much for it at all. And when the person who takes this name purchases it, if it is purchased by a religious organization and they actually talk with their tax people, there are many benefits here for the person who purchases it. So it's not like, you know, it sounds, but I'll tell you what this name will do for society is where the focus really should be, because we cannot, as a society, keep losing ground with those that are to take over for those of us that are older. Now, I'm in that age bracket. I'm in the age bracket where I'm looking now at what's best for society as a whole, rather than what's best for me, Carly. I'm looking at the whole here, and the person who takes that name will be doing the same, because they'll be caring like I'm caring, and even in a larger way. So I would never waver from my duty to turn the name over to the visionary, and the visionary will be very glad to take this over, because that's the visionary's job, just like my job is I'm an intuitive. You ask me a question, I get an answer. I've developed that. That's my job. The visionary's job is to look out into society and say, okay, these areas need help, and they need it now. They need it now. We really can't wait very much longer. I mean, we need help now. So I listened. I listened to God's wisdom, and I'm refusing to let go of my faith that I will find this visionary, because actually I feel the visionary is very close now, and that's because situations have gotten worse, unfortunately.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. And I really wanted to bring that forward, because I know that you have built a huge empire, but it was all built on a solid foundation of helping the people. to give them the permission that they can indeed say yes to themselves, that they
right.
are indeed places that they can go to receive help.
Right. Right.
And I'm into that big time, let me tell you. And there's so many worldwide. You're going to hear a lot more from me as well, Carly, because, you know, I did a lot of research on you and your foundation, and you have built a solid foundation. So thank you for sharing that with us. I have a couple more questions that I would like to see if I can't ask you before I have to say goodnight to you. Can you believe it? We're already close to the end of the show. But as a spiritual teacher and a energy healer, please share with us how you can help a person become whole and become in alignment with their spiritual purpose.
Well, first what I do is we establish what their philosophy is. That has to be understood. And then we, from that place, then I'll move into what their spiritual practices might be, what their belief systems are. All that's discussed, because it's a bit like Louise Hay in a way. You know, you look at the physical body, you look at the emotional makeup, and you look at the philosophy of the individual, and you see what is sort of missing or needs to connect more, what could be added a little bit more. And I believe that any kind of information that's given to somebody needs to be very gently given to somebody, so they can see the reason that they need it, the purpose of it. So that's how I work, and it's a little bit different than maybe some people do, because I take as long as you need, you know, really. I mean, we'll have an hour session, and if we need to go over, we're going to go over. But we're going to get to what it is that the person needs so that they have then some tools. And then when they leave me, they go work with the tools. If they need to call me again, they can. But if they don't need to call me again, then they can work on their own, and they've got the tools that they need. Because I'm very educated and have a lot of tools that I can choose from. And then I just take what I need, give them a little, and send them on.
Well, let me ask you this personal question, if I may. Mm-hmm. I already know intuitively what's been going on with me, with, you know, my words getting all tangled up and those kinds of things that's been happening, even though I may know the word. But would you be able to actually give me some insight on why, or what you're seeing, why I'm doing this?
Sure, I will. When there is more nervous energy, and right now there's a lot of nervous energy going on in the world, and when there is a little more nervous energy, the fear level is just a little bit up, those that are very sensitive, which you are, you kind of tune into that frequency, and it throws off your magnetic field. It throws off your thinking processes, and so the right brain isn't really connecting and communicating quite as sharply with the left brain and vice versa as it could. And that's when a little quiet time is helpful, or a little chamomile tea, or something that is a relaxing thing for you. And I'm a big, big, big believer in brain tonics. In fact, I use one myself, and I just absolutely love it. Because I'm a high-energy person, and I get up at 5, and I go all day long till the end of the day. And I do this every day.
Yes.
So I need to have the, you know, the proper supplementation for my brain and body. So I'm a big one for supplements, and I'm a big natural kind of gal. I'm not going to put medicine in my body unless I really have to, and if I do, I'm going to bless it every day. That it will do what it needs to, and I can be done with it before long.
Yes.
So does
thank
that
you.
Help you?
You bet it does, and thank you for allowing me to ask you that question, and that you were able to, you know, to share with me. I knew you would, and so forth. So that leads me to my very next question, because I know that you're a medical intuitive. So
yes.
Can you share with us your experiences on the healing experienced by your clients for the last 20 years?
Well, yes. I do a lot of work with women that have autoimmune because I had autoimmune, and I healed it myself. And so I'm a living example that it can be done. I'm 60 years old, and I'm full of energy, and I go 24/7. So when people come to me right away, they usually come to me because they have a little bit of low energy. So one of the things I do is, first of all, I use the magnetic healing energy process that I have with them so their energy and their meridians start working again. And, you know, you can do that with acupuncture, too. I mean,
yes.
Energy healing isn't the only way to do it. There's lots of ways. So I help them get their energy going, and once their energy gets going, they go, oh, wow, I feel so much better. And I say, yeah, and it's not hard to do, and then I give them a layout of what they should do that's specific for them. But usually what I do is I just blast them with energy because I have a lot of energy. And then they can feel theirs, you know, and that's how it starts.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to share once again the contact number, and that is 480-595-1969. Also, that website is www.healfromprayer.org. Once again, that is healfromprayer.org. It has been, it's just really an honor to have you with us tonight, and I will be keeping a sharp eye on all the other great works that you have in the wings, so to speak. And if you'd like, I'd like to, before I have to say goodnight to you, is if you had any last-minute words that you would like to share with all of the listeners tonight.
I think I'd like to share the words with all of you to really hold on to your faith, that the answers are all coming and our words are really being heard. God really does hear us. He really does. And if you need my help, you know how to find me, and I'll be there to help you too. So be it.
Thank you, Carly. I just want to remind all of you out there, it is time for all of us to say yes to ourselves. It is time for us to truly plug in back into the basics of life, to plug back into our families. Do not allow a moment to go by without letting people know that you love and appreciate them. Remember to always show gratitude and know that each moment that unfolds within a day is a miracle. Stop for just a moment to appreciate the beauty that God has given to all of us. Live life, experience life, taste it, and breathe life. Celebrate with your families, your friends. Share all the wisdom and knowledge that each of you have gained throughout the years with your loved ones, with your sisters and brothers worldwide. It's time for us to say no to the lower energies, to be so bombarded by lower frequencies that we get so tangled up on a daily basis that we go to bed exhausted. It's time for all of us to stay empowered, to express our heart's desires in all the different ways that our heart wants to express itself. Remember that the golden key is love. On that note, I want to thank you, Carly, for sharing with us tonight. We look forward to you coming back to share more of your wisdom with all of us. And I want to bless each and every one of you out there in this world. And remember, say yes to you. Blessings to all. Good night.